News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, just a warning that our next topic, obviously, because we are talking about the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson and the trial of fact in respect of Eleanor Donaldson, that means that some of the subject matter is going to be unsuitable for young ears. So if you want to join us back in about 8 or 9 minutes, that might be a wise choice if you have kids with you. I'm joined by Alison Morris, who is crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Trial obviously ongoing and continuing this week. Can you bring us up to speed on the latest evidence that the jury has heard, please, Alison?
Yeah, so as of yesterday, we heard the last of the evidence from Witness A, who is the younger of the two complainants in this case. So, as you said, Jeffrey Donaldson, the former DUP leader, he faces 18 charges of alleged historic child abuse dating from 1986 to 2008. He denies all those charges. His wife, Eleanor Donaldson, is facing what they call a trial of the facts, as she has been declared medically unfit to stand trial. So while she is not in court, she is represented, and her barrister yesterday cross-examined Witness A, who was for the third day in the witness box being questioned. They asked her questions in relation to some of her allegations and also some of the things that she may have told counsellors over the years in relation to them, and that then concluded Witness A's evidence. She has now been let go by the court, and today we're expected to hear from Witness B, who is the older of the two female complainants in this case.
And is the expectation that Witness B's evidence will last into several days?
It will, because it'll be the same, I suppose, go through the same sort of routine that we've already had with Witness A. So we'll hear what they call the ABE, which is the achievement best evidence. These two women contacted police in March of 2024. On the 7th and 8th of March, over those 2 days, they both made statements, and those statements are recorded. They're video recorded, and those recordings are being played into the court. So we will see Witness A's ABE, her achievement best evidence, today. And then after that, the prosecution barrister will talk her through her allegations, and then we will go straight to the defence cross-examination, which is Jeffrey Donaldson's barrister, which is expected to last probably the best part of a day. And then again, she will be cross-examined then by Eleanor Donaldson's barrister.
And is there any constraint on the capacity of Eleanor Donaldson's barrister to cross-examine, given the nature of a trial of facts versus a trial that can lead to criminal conviction? Or is it the same process in essence?
Right now, it's running as though it was just a trial, as though Eleanor Donaldson was on trial as normal. So it's exactly the same as you would imagine any other criminal trial. The witness faces cross-examination from Eleanor Donaldson's barrister as though Eleanor Donaldson was facing a criminal trial. The difference will come near the end when the judge is giving directions to the jury and then the outcomes. So Eleanor Donaldson cannot be found guilty, but she can be found to have been liable for the accusations she's accused of, or not labelled for them, depending on the outcome of that jury. So the difference will be at the end of the trial, not right now. Right now, just imagine it's running as though Eleanor Donaldson is on trial alongside her husband.
Alison, thank you very much. Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.